Despite Idaho's rural character, the state isn't exempt from issues of affordable housing associated with more developed regions. Matt Gillum explains.
A new report from the National Low Income Housing Coalition finds a disparity between Idaho wages and the cost of rent. The report is called Out of Reach 2018. It evaluates the hourly wage needed for a full-time employee to comfortably rent a property. Statewide, someone needs to earn around $15 an hour to afford the rent for a two-bedroom house. It costs even more in Boise, Coeur d'Alene, and Blaine County. At $7.25 an hour, it would take a pair of full-time jobs to afford the fair market rent of about $800.
Families across Idaho are finding that costs for modestly priced homes are simply eating up more and more of their paycheck. High housing costs leave families with less to spend on essentials, and more importantly, it prices them out of communities that have more well-paying jobs.
That's Alejandra Cerna-Rios, a policy analyst with the advocacy group Idaho Asset Building Network. She says it's important to keep in mind Idaho still subscribes to the federal minimum wage when considering how affordable it is to live in the Gem State.
You know, I think some folks perceive that the federal minimum wage is something that, say, high schoolers over the summer earn. But the federal minimum wage is actually what some household heads earn.
Cerna-Rios says the average renter wage in Idaho is about $12 an hour, just barely enough for an affordable one-bedroom. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.